2. The Pixels in the World. Martha. See emojis, said Sela. Emojis are fucking fantastic. Her fingers were flashing across the keyboard even as she sucked thoughtfully on her lollipop. The four of them were in a hotel room north of San Francisco. Nothing fancy, nowhere with facial recognition. Not under their own names. An anonymous and unimportant room. This weekend, they decided it was time to try something. Martha had brought ideas. Sela had brought an anonymized laptop. Badger had brought a spare security tag swipe from their mother's dresser. Albert had brought THC lollipops. It just makes everything easier, great for coding, he had said, handing one to Sela. Martha and Badger both shook their heads. You can see the interconnections between things. Because emojis are a way of making emotions machine readable, Sela mused. Language is complex. Super, super complex. I say yeah, but I mean nah. I say that's cool, meaning that's rubbish. And it's changing all the time. You try to get a machine to understand okay boomer or yas, and how it's different to yes. You can't do it. No one can do it. So emojis, man, should be fucking gold dust. Winky face means this is sarcasm or a joke. Smiley face, angry face, vomiting face, it's like markup language for feelings. But then human beings get involved. Aubergines are dicks and cowboy hats are awkward and a skull means that's hilarious. Humans love to mess around with language and there's enough emojis that they also change meaning over time. So instead of that, we've got reactions. Fucking genius. Look what you've got on Medlar. 6 possible reactions to any comment. Thumbs up, heart, smiley face, angry face, confused face, sad face, limited number, not an infinite set. 1 reaction per item. It's not enough to start doing the twisty language dance. It's just core machine codable feelings. Just decide what emotions you want to optimize for and iterate. Incredible, said Badger, hanging over her shoulder. 4 people felt like enough. 4 people who regularly sat in rooms with 3 of the very richest people in the world, with control over, between them, a majority of the international technological infrastructure of the world. 4 people who looked one another in the eye and said, we can't just do nothing. We need to come up with something. So here they were, not surreptitiously talking at a party or White House gala, but conspiring on an idea, the first idea. Okay, said Sela, so I've created this program. Martha looked at Sela's screen. The program was called Happy Meal. Happy Meal? I mean, it's like relevant. Look, I'm not good at names, okay? It was the first time Martha had seen Selenomic not be good at anything. I have a guinea pig called Toe Pocket. You're not naming anything either, then. It doesn't matter what the program's called. Listen, we're going to change some comments. It was a simple goal for today. The type of emotional optimization Anvil and Medlar and Fantail did as a matter of course every day. Each of their websites, thin screen interfaces, smart torques, burst displays, and cell phone applications had specific commands about what to show and what to bury. Certain emotions drove high engagement. People looked for longer at things that made them angry or afraid. Fantail used this knowledge to raise certain posts and comments to the top of users' information feeds. Anvil used it to suggest new products. For example, a news article about the number of different possible disasters, together with a list of hurricane lamps and emergency communicators, was a wonderful way to drive sales. Medlar created dramatic debate around his television shows by revealing negative comments to people who loved the show and vice versa. These sites presented themselves as a clear pane of glass through which you could see the world as it was. But they were really a distorting visor, showing you the version of the world that worked best for the board and stockholders of the companies. Sela sucked on her lollipop. Tell me if you disagree. I'm going to tell Happy Meal that it wants to create comments, within our parameters, obs, that do not get the confused face, right? They all agreed on that. And for our purposes right now, too much angry or sad is also not what we're looking for. Angry might mean you've said something that's gone too far, and sad might mean I'm sad you're saying these completely out of character things. We agree. They decided that 10% angry or sad responses would work. Sela stretched her arms in front of her and tipped her neck to one side, then the other, 2 brisk and businesslike clicks. Fuck me, it's been years since I did this. Skunk works. Hackers on the side of righteousness, yeah. Okay, so we're set. So, Badger, you can get me access to... Badger shrugged. Basically anything, I guess. Badger twirled the gray code key around their index finger. She never uses it.
Gianfranco logs in for her when she needs. She won't notice it's gone.
Great, and I'll delete ID and location as we go. So, just as a test, Happy Meal is going to alter comments on Medlar TV shows. We'll just do like 3 or 4 shows for now, right? And we'll change them so that even the people who made the comments can't be totally sure they didn't write them that way themselves, unless they took a screenshot. And none of these fuckers took screenshots. The algorithm in Happy Meal would change or add or delete just one word per comment. It would use the huge databases Medlar had already compiled of user comments to ensure what it said sounded like real people. It would compare and match the comments that precise user had already made. It would copy their syntax and vocabulary. It would never use a word they hadn't used before. That made it safer, though it limited their pool of possible users to only 14.6 million, said Sela, on these 3 shows. I can't tell if that's a big number or a small number, said Badger. It feels like enough to play with, said Albert. All right for a test, said Martha. Martha had gone through Medlar output and chosen a nature show, a drama about hotshot lawyers, and a show about monster trucks. Anodyne, middle-of-the-road content that was pretty much no one's absolute favorite show, but also a lot of people had them on at some point. By the time they were ready to launch, it was dawn in Palo Alto, and Sela and Albert had been up all night coding. Badger had watched for a while, fascinated, and then fallen asleep very suddenly in one of the beds, hugging their pillow like a friend. At dawn, Martha was the only one not staring at a screen or sleeping. She looked out of the window of the mid-priced hotel. The sky was slate blue and very flat, the trees outside the hotel room windows silhouetted as if they'd been drawn onto the glass panes with a black marker. Martha felt she could see the pixels in the world. A world made up of tiny pieces, like a pointless painting. The truth is that everything is both pieces and a whole. And if you're really going to understand anything, you have to be able to go between the very small and the very large because neither one is the whole truth. Albert was standing behind Sela, watching her work, pointing out any problems or typos, giving her ideas. Badger stretched and shifted, moving out of sleep. Martha was the only one who saw the dawn come in, the fracturing of the gray into gold, the promise that things are always changing and no regime lasts forever. Ready, said Sela. Tigers, we're coming to save you. Martha stuck her hands in the pockets of her slacks. You ready for this? She spoke to Badger, protective of this young person who needed less protection than the rest of them. It's just a test, they said. If she finds it, she'll think it was some of my usual shit. It's a great name, by the way, Happy Meal. It sounds like something one of my friends would have come up with. They're not going to find it, said Sela. There's no way. She turned into her chair. Honestly, no fucking person in the world is going to piss their pants if they think we added the word so to their comment. Albert said, it's do something or do nothing. And we've already tried doing nothing. All right then, said Sela. Let's fucking rock.